Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. We've had quite a bit of rain this spring and early summer. It's welcomed water, indeed. After the drought of 23, the cresting creeks of 24 are a relief. In addition to drought relief, rainy days afford me ample time to stay indoors at my laptop and ponder. As you may know, I frequently find myself thinking about the many reasons that I am me. There are so many factors in a life, so many shaping events and determinant family history. There is one factor that shapes my personality more than any other. I am the son of a madman, as in a madman of Madison Avenue, as in the unnervingly accurate TV series of the same name. Have you seen the show, Mad Men? I had to quit after a couple of episodes. Mad Men is great, and I couldn't handle it. I was born to a family headed by the wonderfully talented and extraordinarily complex Joe Holohan. He spent his work days and sometimes work nights on Madison Avenue in New York at Young & Rubicam, the advertising giant. Y&R made the very first color television commercials. Y&R was consistently first or second in the world in the revenues generated for their clients. It's where Mad Men excelled. What were his clients? Don't ask. This was the old days, in the 50s and 60s, when smoking cigarettes was sexy and relaxing, when instant coffee was the real deal, when cars were huge and had fins, when women in high heels and ridiculous outfits were used to sell everything. I grew up in a house that bubbled with ideas and laughter and products, his clients' products. We never talked about the politics of my dad's work at the dinner table, the competitive executives, the amoral account managers, the men and women who seemed to have no conscience at all. We did talk about design and storyboarding and photography and copy and the sales pitch. Joe Holohan was the head of visual presentations at Young & Rubicam. His group would show the clients all the new ad campaigns for the upcoming season. They were the agency's front line. The crew was made up of graphic artists, copywriters, photographers, cartoonists, and yes, even a calligrapher. Now, this is long before fonts on your laptop were around, even before press type. Ted Seidel was fluent in dozens of typefaces, what we now call fonts, all of them in speedball, pens, and ink. Ted had a holder into which he would insert a specific nib. He could write in Helvetica Bold, Times Roman, Franklin Gothic, you name it. Ted would letter as fast as I could type. The best day of any year was open house at the agency. That was the day when families could see and touch and smell and try out all the artist's materials. I can't begin to tell you what that was like for a child who loved to make things up. I could not imagine a finer way to spend a day, the kind of day that I imagined my father had spent every day. I imagined that he sat at a drawing board all day and drew stuff and wrote stuff and made noises and had carry-in box lunches and everyone could tell ideas and was always happy. I was convinced that every day was like that for my dad. Of course, his actual workday was desk-bound, white-collar, meeting and portfolio-filled pressure cooker. But I liked my image better. I think I still do. I was present for the launch of products like, Tang and Senka, and Newport cigarettes and Tiger Paw tires and Cheer laundry detergent and dozens of others. So it had to affect me, right? All these years later, when a quiet morning came along, instead of reading Proust or listening to Gregorian chant, I found myself thinking, yipes, stripes, beetsnuts got 'em. And hey, get your cold beer, get your Ballantine beer, and the Excedrin headache number 21, and there's always room for Jell-O, and good old Mr. Magoo pitching General Electric light bulbs. My head is full of this stuff. I don't fight it anymore. So the next time we meet, and I greet you with, wouldn't you really rather have a Buick? Don't take it personally. I can't help it. My father was a madman.